You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Between now and June 5th, which is primary election day in California, you are going to see and hear more and more political ads. The ads on TV especially will focus on the candidates for governor. Which ads or which claims in the ads do you believe? PolitiFact California is committed to helping to answer that question over the next number of weeks. Reporter Chris Nichols is joining me in the studio. Hi, Chris.
Great to be here, Beth. Hi.
And political ads, as we all know, can turn an election.
Well, I think they can. And right now, the ads that we're starting to see are really just starting to paint the picture, maybe for the people who are not quite tapped into the race, but are getting to know the candidates, even though, of course, the June primary is not too far away. But what we found was two ads from at least the top two Democrats in the race, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom and former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. And I agree. I think ads can really shape an election. At this point, it seems like the ads are sort of painting that biographical look at these two particular candidates, talking about their record, what they accomplished as mayors in San Francisco and Los Angeles.
The PolitiFact Truthometer has a series of ratings that go from true, mostly true, to mostly false, false, and then that ultimate lie, pants on fire. But we should say up front that you're not rating these two TV ads that we're talking about today. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. We decided to do more of a broad overview of the two ads. They're 30-second spots, and we saw about three key claims in each. And you're right. We may go take one or two of these and sort of do a more in-depth piece and put a rating on them. But for now, we wanted to at least give a general picture of what's being said and whether they're leaving information out, as a lot of times happens, or if they're off the mark on something.
By the current polls, Gavin Newsom is in first place. Recent polls had Antonio Villaraigosa in third, with a Republican, John Cox, in between in second place. Let's start with Gavin Newsom's ad. This is his first ad, and it's called First. And this was released statewide just recently on April 23rd.
The LA Times called Gavin Newsom ahead of the pack, from gay marriage to gun control. The first mayor to recognize marriage equality. The first to provide health care to every resident. The first to take on the National Rifle Association and win. The one candidate with a record of bold leadership and bold results. It's why Kamala Harris, teachers, nurses, and firefighters support Gavin Newsom for governor. Courage for a change.
That ad was paid for by Gavin Newsom's campaign. It's called First. It's the first ad, but it touts a lot of his firsts. So in that sense, it is prime for fact-checking.
That's right. And I think that the ad is pretty much on the mark with that first claim about Newsom being the first mayor to recognize marriage equality. That's pretty well documented with him instructing his city to issue marriage licenses for same-sex couples well before that was a legal move to be able to do. There were a few issues with his claim about providing health care to every resident. He did start a program called Healthy San Francisco. Of course, in an ad like this, there's a lot that you can't get to. We sort of fill in the picture with an article that we'll be publishing later today. But I know we were going to talk a little bit about that next one, where he says he's the first to take on the National Rifle Association and win, because that there has been pushback on that particular claim.
So tell me about your sources for research and what their agreement or disagreement with that is.
Well, and again, this is just an early look, but we have certainly heard from the rival campaigns. It's interesting to watch and see how quickly they really try to pounce on any ad like this. And then just campaign observers. We noticed a column in Cal Matters by Dan Moraine, for example, that really sort of ticked off all of the other prominent politicians in recent decades who have taken on the NRA as well and been successful. There's former Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley, former San Francisco mayor and now Senator Dianne Feinstein, and even Antonio Villaraigosa as well. So there are some details there as to exactly what they did and how successful those politicians were. But I think Newsom's claim really ignores, you know, the broad group of politicians that have done this as well.
You spoke to his campaign spokesman.
That's right. We did. We spoke with Nathan Click. He clarified that essentially what they meant in the ad was that Newsom was the first person, he told me, in California history to propose and pass a statewide ballot measure strengthening gun safety laws. So they're referring to Proposition 63 from just 2 years ago, a voter-approved measure that that added regulations when it comes to guns and ammunition. And as a side note, a federal judge has blocked part of that law. But that's what Newsom's spokesman clarified. And then he went on to tell us that when you're trying to convey a series of ideas in 30 seconds, you're limited by the format, which that is very true. At the same time, we look at every word to see if it's accurate.
That's some of what happens here, his clarification about passing a statewide ballot measure versus the first to take on the National Rifle Association and win. There's a difference in language there. You're going to spend more time on the analysis of this in an article later this week.
That's right. That's right.
You're listening to PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols. He's based at Capital Public Radio. We're going to move on to the new TV ad titled Ahead. This is paid for by families and teachers for Antonio Villaraigosa for governor 2018. Let's listen to the ad.
To move California forward, we need to help more Californians get ahead. That's why Antonio Villaraigosa brought both parties together to balance the state budget with record investments in public schools and new career training programs. As mayor of LA, he brought police and residents together to take illegal guns off the streets and reduced violent crime by nearly 50%. That's Antonio Villaraigosa, a governor for all of California.
Again, there are a couple claims in that spot, and you'll look at all of them in that article later this week. But for today, let's focus on that claim of reducing violent crime by nearly 50%.
We looked at that specific claim, a very similar claim that Villaraigosa made in a TV interview last year. Candidates, of course, they have the same talking points that end up in their ads, and they say they repeat over and over. So we took a detailed look at that, and we found that crime statistics from the Los Angeles Police Department do support his statement, this nearly 50% drop in crime in Los Angeles during his tenure as mayor. But I think what was missing, and it was an important piece that was missing, is that the nation overall had been seeing a dramatic drop in crime during that period. We reached some historic low levels of crime. And so the experts we spoke with told us that, you know, that was just not in there. And they also mentioned that key factors that drive these crime trends, such as the economy, changing demographics, incarceration rates, those are largely out of the control of any one mayor. And so to sort of position oneself as reducing the crime rate, it really only tells half the story or a part of the story. The mayor certainly can help with that, but there's these larger forces at work that are out of the control of any mayor.
So we'll refer people to the earlier examination and, again, more conversation about this. It's only the beginning of the ad season. You have your work cut out for you over the next couple weeks.
I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of these ads, and we'll do our best to check them. All of our work is at politifact.com/California, where we have a page dedicated to the 2018 governor's race.
It's called Tracking the Truth, that project, and that is PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Beth.
You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.